Where do we leave off? Kufi Adalin and my base, I think. Let's do again the Gemara. But to write in the middle of the Amud, Kufi Adalin. Amar Abash, Minayin Abbas, B'chal Shas, B'chilo. L'zachu kol tayyeh, B'chal Shati, Abti, L'cha harayeh, B'bal Toicham. So we pointed out, Dachrenim pointed out, Rashi writes on the very first, very wide line, even if the isa to cook bas v'cholov is not what we might call an isa pula, it's rather an isa chalos. The Torah doesn't want us to bring about such results. So that's a chepta hametuav. So that's called l'sechol kol tayev, as opposed to that's right on proof tezvav amet aleph, the last two lines in kol shati avtilecho, and Rabbi Cheska Landau writes the Hora to look in the Tosfos in Choras Daf Lam Dalet by Tzora Mosim Bechor. That's not a chepta hametuav. The Torah has dinim. What do you do if the korban got a mum by itself? So then you're poida, or if it's pora ma'isa, then you don't have to be poida. Just a lot of it's a mutter to shecht at chutz lamid. So that's not called a chepta hametuav. So when the Sifrei says, commenting on the pasuk, one is Torah, Mosin, Bechor, he's not allowed to shecht it based on that mum. That's only a chumra midirabbanon, and it's only an asmachta. The Tosfos writes in other places that a lot of times you have dinim in the Sifrei, that based on the pasuk, that's really only an asmachta. It's not really a real drushing mur derais. So again, so Rabashi says the mocker for the institution but that only shows that it's also b'chila. I don't know it's also b'chila. That's a machlagis chiskan Rabbi Abahu in Psachim. We pass in one tana holds a chametz b'pesach is mutabano. Rabbi Yosef Glili says tamei al atzmecha. How can he say such a wild thing that chametz b'pesach is also b'ano? He holds that it's mutabano. But we pass on the chametz b'pesach is also b'ano. So what's the mocker? So Amar Rabbi Abahu had the opinion that was accepted that is based on this din. Komakim shenemba le'yochel all isuri achila are also b'ano, unless you have a pasuk teaching you that it's mutabano. There are a few isuri achila. Then a mutabano. So hashiyip locha kosuv, gedarch shabak locha kosuv binevela. Binevela said the sechel kol nevela. Then it says, however you're allowed to sell it, you're permitted to sell it to a goy. So what did the Torah have to say? You're permitted. Of course, you're permitted. Sechel kol nevela just means also bachila. Mehechetesa washi. You think it's also bano. So you need the pasuk to say that it's mutabano because the principle should have been that all macholas asur should have been asabanos, and avela is an exception to the rule. So from that pasuk he derived this clout that basically all isuri achila should be asabanos. How do you see it again from that pasuk? Because it says you're permitted to sell it to a nochri. The simple reading of the Gemara implies that selling to a nochri, if nevela would have been asabanos, and that would have been a violation of the Suri Hano. If I sell it to the Nochri and he pays me money, that would have been a violation of the Suri Hano. Or if I would give it to the Ger Toshav, the Ger Toshav is not Jewish. Ger Toshav just accepted upon himself in the presence of a dozen of three Yisraelim, three Jews. He's allowed to eat Nadela. So the Torah says, Lakerish Abjachat Nana. It's a mitzvah if he's an ani. There's a mitzvah lahachayos. So the Gemara calls it a mitzvah cheyach lefimach. Even though achicha is only a Yehudi, a Yisrael, but the mitzvah lahachayos applies to a ger toshav as well. So if you know who the ger toshav is, when you give a Tosis writes here the end of the Imam Maschel, Rabbi Yudo Eimer, and our daf on Kufyud Dalin on the base. This says if you give a matana to a nochri, Hamakiro, so Mistam, he's going to return the favor. He's going to do something on your behalf out of Hakoras HaTov. So that's called getting Hanoa. That's already, if the Vela would have been Asa Bahanoa, you wouldn't have been allowed to give it to a Nachri Hamakiro. give it to a nochri sheinam akiv. You stand on the corner, and the cars are going by, and you give a matana to the person opens his window to the car. You give him a matana. Nochri sheinam akiv. You're not going to get back anything in exchange. So that's not a violation of Isuri Hamna. That's a violation of Matnas Chinam, Taisa says. But if you give it to a Nachri, to your next door neighbor, Nachri HaMakir, so he certainly will repay the title. He'll do something for you in exchange for the fact that you did something for him. So that's called the violation of getting Hana. So that's really a big machloikis. There's a shita, there's a sefer on Kiddushin. That's not a shita lo noda lemi. Because when they printed it, they were missing the first page, so they didn't know who the author of the Sefer is. And there is other Rishonim quote this as well. That what? That if you have Chometz B'Pesach and you sell it and you get money for it, you have Kloy Akerem or a Lobos, you sell it, you get money, it's only a violation of Isurei Hanor Midrabbanim. In our Torah, that's called Gram Hanor. It would be a violation of Isurei Hanor if you take Chelev of Shor HaNiskal and the chveis, if you take, let's say, orla, you take the juice from the orla, let's say olives, orla, and you make olive oil and you smear it on your body. So you're getting hanoa physically from the isuri hanoa. But if I sell the olives to the nochri and he pays me money in exchange, that's called gram hanoa. I'm not actually physically getting hanoa from the olives. I got Hanoah from the money that they're going to give me in exchange for the olives. So that's an opinion that's only an Issa de Rabbanan. So the question is, how do you see from this Pasuk? The Gemara says, Kedar shepard locha kasa b'nevela. That by nevela, even though it only says, L'sechel kol nevela, I would have thought that it's also b'anoah. That's why the Pasuk has to say, L'ger shem shachtan v'achala, mochel anochi has to tell you that it's muta b'anoah. Where do you see in the Pasuk that it's muta b'anoah? Even if it's also b'anoah. You're not violating Isuri Hanor by giving it to a Ger Toshav or by selling it to a Nachri. That's Gram Hanor. That's not Hanor from the thing itself. So those Rishonim seem to have understood, Chassam Sefer has a tshuva where he explains this. Those Rishonim have understood that the Raya is not so much from the fact that the Torah says it's mutter to sell it and get paid money, but rather from the fact that the Chumash uses the verb omochor. Because we assume that if you have something that's also manoah, you cannot transfer ownership to somebody else. Why not? So some rishonim say there's a mishnah at the end of the second parak in kedushin where the mishnah says if you kadosh an isha, the shavu kesef is good. Kedusha kesef is lav davka kesh legal tender. If you give shavu kesef, it's also shavu kesef din ki kesef. But if the shavu kesef has to be Shavu Pruta. But if the Shavu Kesef is the Surah Hanor, then it's Einim Mekodeshes. So the Rishonim give three different explanations. They disagree with each other. They give three different reasons why it's Einim Mekodeshes. So some Rishonim are of the opinion that Surah Hanor are Einim Shaloi. Other Rishonim disagree. Why should it be Einim Shaloi? Just because you're not get Hanor? What you can say is that it's Einim Beshusa, because Shaloi Beshusa means I have access to it. So if it's stolen, Rabbi Yechanan says, if somebody calls a behemoth of Alonis Yasha Habaylam, Shnei Meinu Mechayin Hagdishay, Zelefi Sheinu Shaloi, Zelefi Sheinu Bishusay. The Gemara in Baba Kama, on Dav Samach Tosa Manala, quotes a Machloig Satanoim from Mishnayis, in the end of Masechus Maisu Sheini, whether something that's stolen, if my fruits are stolen, and it's Einu Bishusay. I don't know where it is. I don't have access to it because the Ganav stole it, and he has what we call the Kenya Geneva on it. So that's called Einu Bishusay. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzi and the Sugya of Tokfa Koyin in the first Perek, if somebody stole Karka from me and I don't have access to it because the Gazlan took it over and he doesn't let me use it, that's still considered Bishusay because Karka ain't an exelus. Karkain exels does mean you don't violate the Aveira of Leisigzel. Rashi and the Rambam quote from the Sifro, the Sifrei, you do violate Leisigzel, means Karkain exels. The Gazlan doesn't acquire a Kenyan Gzela on the Karka. So by Metaltlin, where the Gazlan has what we can call a Kenyan Gzela, so then it's considered in a Bishusa of the Nigzal. So the Tanoim and Masachs Maisesheni have a Machlaikis. If someone steals my property And in Shali, the Eina Bishusi, is that pogim in my bailus to the extent that you say, I'm not a full bailum, so I cannot sell it, and I cannot be magdashit, and I cannot be mafkirit? Or do you say, no, so it's Eina Bishusi, so what? It doesn't affect my ownership. So that's a machlekes tatanaim and the Mishnais, and it's machlekes abiechnam eshlokish, which tan is opinion to accept. So we, it happens to be a machlekes abiechnam eshlokish, and the Gemara in Yevamos has a klal around the Aflamet Vavos, so that whenever there's machlekes abiechnam eshlokish, ruba de ruba, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, with only three cases where we pass like Rish Lakish. So here we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that if something is shali, vein abishusi, it's pogim in my balas, and I can't transfer ownership to someone else. Just like ain alam mecha, dovish ain shalai, so it has to be fully shali. So if it's shali, vein abishusi, it's an incomplete balas. Getting back again. So the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, Mishnah gives you a whole list of Yisuri Hanoam. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha with the Suri Hanoi, gives Orlok, Le'akerem, Petach Hamor, Basa B'cholav, Chametz B'Pesach, anything that's also Banor, so the Kedushan are not Chal. So the Rishonim have three different shitas. Why? Some say that Isuri Hanoi are Eina Shaloi. Others say, why should it say it's Eina Shaloi? It's Eina B'Shusa. The Tzoyis likes that shita, Eina B'Shusa. And the third shita is, no, it is Shaloi. It is B'Shusa. In Metzias, he can sell it and get money. In Metzias, if he's an avaryan, if he's not observant, he has the ability to get hanoah from it. The halacha prevents him from doing it, but that's not, so others hold that that's called shaloi b'shusai. He has full access to mitzias. He can do whatever he wants. The halacha says not allowed to. So the third shita says, no, the reason why it's not mikudesh is it is shaloi, it is b'shusai, but it's not mikudesh is because not shavah pruta. Shavah pruta is kamahu if you sell it on the market, and since you're not allowed to sell it, so it's not called shavalim kabashit. So those are the three different shitas. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he explains, according to those who shown him a hold, that to sell Yisuri Hanot to someone else, to the Nochri, to get paid money is only an issue of the Rabbanan on the level of the Raisa. It's not really called a violation of Yisuri Hano. It's only Gram Hano. Yisuri Hano is only violated if you get Hano directly from the olive oil, from the pears themselves, sold, and I get money in exchange for it. So what's the right in the Pasuk that Nevela Mutabana? Maybe it's also Bana. And still, men are Torah allowed to sell it. So the some sort of explains the rise from the verb or mocha anachri. Why does it use the verb mocha and mechir? The Gemara says in Bava Kama that tzadik and beis that there is no din over here of yad ha'edim tiyah bavi shayna. The hida the mitzvah lechatchila is that the balashor has the obligation to do the skila. And if someone else steals the mitzvah from the balashor, they have to pay him asar zehuvim, because they stole a mitzvah that he had the right to do. The penalty of Rabbi Gamliel, that if you cheat someone out of asiyas ha-mitzvah that they were entitled to, you have to pay a penalty of asar zahu. So the Gemara says, the shor haniskal, if the owner of the shor sells the shor before the Gemara din, machar machar hegdish ha-mugdash, if he sells it or he's magdash it, so the hegdish is chal and the mechir is chal. If the Bezdin already made a Gemara Din Lemisa, then Mocher Eina Mocher, Nigdisha Eina Mugdosh. If the owner of the shore sells it or is Magdush, if the Gemara Din, it's not Chal. So the simple shot is because he's Surah Hanari, the Eina Shalai, Eina Bishusa. The question is, but the third group of Rishonim that we said before, who said that Yisuri Hano are Shalom and they are Bishusa, Shabaputa, but if something is less than a Shabaputa, you can't transfer ownership to someone else. No such thing, that if anything is less than a Shabaputa, you can't transfer ownership to someone else. So then she gets to say, what's the Raya? The Gemara says, when you make a Kinyan Chalipa, you give Kli to someone else. I want to buy you a house. The house sells for $500,000. So I give you a handkerchief and I acquire ownership of the house. Now I have to pay you the $500,000. So the handkerchief that I give you, the Gemara says, kind of bikli, when the lekech gives over a handkerchief, kind of bikli, even though the handkerchief or whatever the kli is that I'm giving over is less than a shabbat puta, you can still use it for kinyach halipin. So you see beferish that you can be makna ownership of an item which is less than a shabbat puta. So why should you say, by if you say the reason why the kiddushin is not chal on isur hanoah, it's not because ein shalai and bushusa, no, it is shalai and it is bushusa. But the reason why the kiddushin is not chal because not considered shabbat puta. So how do you explain this gemara? It says by the shor haniska lachash anig madino. It's also by Noam. It says yikdisha ena mugdash machra ena machra. If the owner of the shor sells it, the sale is not valid. It's not chal. This magdash the hegdash is not chal. Why not? Just because not shabbat puta, you can't be magdash something less than shabbat puta, and you can't be meicharet. So Rav Soloveitchik said, well, what's the Rabbeinu Tam going to, how's the Rabbeinu Tam going to deal with that Gemara? There is a Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Amud Beis where they quote the Rabbeinu Tam Shita that a Shohaniska Lachash Nigmadin is not yet also Bahano, only after they gave it to Skila. Shohaniska Mechayim is still Muta Bahano. So also a Pella, it's Muta Bahano. So why does the Gemara say Mukhare and Mukhare Gdisha and Mugdash? So the Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't mean literally the hegdish is not chal and the mechira is not chal. The hegdish is chal and the mechira is chal. It just means hegdish ain't a mugdash. You haven't, even though you sold it to someone else, you transferred ownership, or you were magdish it, the shoran nisko is still going to get the skilo. If you transfer ownership before they made the gemara, then according to one Tana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shor will not be chayv misa. Shor hefker, shor hargas ha'odom. So there's a machlok satanoin whether the Shor gets skila or not. The Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim that the skila for the Shor niskal is a punishment to the Bala Shor. It's not a punishment to the Shor. The Shor is a lav bardas. And the Ramban HaChumash in the end of Parshas Noach quotes this Rambam from the Moreh Nevuchim and he disagrees. He says, How can he say that it's a punishment of the Bala Shor? That's only Nitan the Hayomer. It didn't, would have been like the Tana viewed in the Mishnah and Babatana that Shor Gesodom doesn't get the death penalty. But we Paskin, Shor Hanidbar and Shor Hegdish and Shor Hefker also gets the death penalty. So you see, it's a punishment to the Shor. It's not a punishment to the Bala Shor. How do you give a punishment to the Shor? The Shor is a Das. So the Ramban HaChumash says, apparently the behemoths have an apsechel to understand that they shouldn't kill humans, shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, so all the other mitzvahs don't apply. But Ritzicha, to that extent, they have an apsechel, because Noach saved all the behemoths at the time of the Mabul, so all the behemoths should have a Hakoras HaTov, should have a sense of Hakoras HaTov to human beings, and to that extent, they do understand that they shouldn't kill a human being. So according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, that a shor hegdish, a shor hefker, is not chmisa, it's a punishment to the balashor. So if the balashor sells the shor to someone else, the Gemara says, according to Reb Yehuda, it should take misa b'hamara b'din shor m'keach, and it has to belong to the same person. So if machroi, machur, hegdish ha-mugdash, if you sell the shor before the Gemara din, or you magdish the shor before the Gemara din, according to the Tanya, the Shor will not be chayv misa. But if Bezdin already made the Gemara din the misa, and then Machroi, and then Hikdisho, then the Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't pat to the Shor. He doesn't get the death penalty. But it does mean the Hikdish is not chal, and the Mechir is not chal. It means Machroi ain't a Machor. The sale doesn't help to save the life of the Shor. The Bezdin is going to go through with the misa's Bezdin anyway. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam read that Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam had to interpret that because he holds that Shor Niskal is Muta B'Hanoah Mechayim. It only becomes also B'Hanoah after Misa's Bezdin, after Shochtai, let's say, if Shochtai L'Achar Shenig Madinai, after the Shechita, then it becomes also B'Hanoah. But Shor Niskal Mechayim is Muta B'Hanoah. So how does he read the Gemara? Machar and Machar. So just like he interpreted the Gemara, it doesn't mean the sale is not valid. So who adinami, if you say the third shita in the Rishonim, that the reason why kiddushin anat chal, if a man is mekadosh anisha b'shavu kesef, that's isuri hanoam, the kiddushin is not chal. It's not because ain shaloi. It's not because ain b'shusoi, but rather because it's not shaver pruta. So why does it say machrein and machrein? So you give the same shot that the rabbi and time. So it doesn't mean machrein and machrein. The sale is not valid. The sale is valid. But it will not pata the shor and the einish if you would hold like Reb Yehuda. We don't pass like Yehuda. We pass and even a shor hefker is also chayv misa. So even machra kaidin madin also wouldn't help to pata the shor. The gemara means within Reb Yehuda, within Reb this again. Rav Ashi is the first one here. How do you know that bas nasim b'achilo says l'socha kol teiva kol shid. I don't hear that one. So Rav Ashi says the makkah that basa b'chalav is asa ba'afila is the pasuk l'asecha kol te'ev kol sheti abdelecha. The chepta is a chepta ha'metua because l'asa b'asha gadi is an isa chalois. Don't bring about this matzav. It's an isa chalois, so that's a chepta ha'metua. And then any yela ba'afila b'hanoam hinayin. The Mishnah says it's asa b'hanoam. We assume it's min ha'torah. So they quote Amar Rab Lazar. They quote Amar Rababo, Amar Rab Lazar. Rababo, B'shem Rab Lazar. It's Machloi Cheskin, Rababo, in Psochim, on that Daf, Chofal, and Beis. And we pass on like Rababo. We don't pass on like Cheskin. We pass on like Rabbo. Kalakim Shinem, Yolah Yachel, Asachlu. It includes the Isa Hanoah. Unless you have a very Shemaka, that is Mutabano. So the Gemara has that Psukim, that Chodesh is Mutabano. And dam is mutabano. A lot of things that are asa b'achila are mutabano. Truma is mutabano lezar. Even though a non-kain is not allowed to eat truma, but it's mutabano. It's also b'ano shel kilui to feed it to the animals. That's ano shel kilui. That's a machlokes rishonim truma. If you feed it to your animals, that an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan. But plain hanoah is mutabano. Truma is mutabano for a non-kain. Again, Satoisa says that this the whole din of Rabbo Amar Ablos is only possible if you hold like Rab Meir that bein nimtze echad ger v'echad avicham bein memchir bein menesina the Rab Meir. So what does the pasuk tell me? The pasuk just tells me that the veil is mutabano. What do I need that for? I would have thought that it's also bano. Because kamach mishanem b'lo yachlu, b'lo sachlu, it should have included isano as well. But according to Reb Yehuda, that's not what the pasuk is teaching me, that the veil is mutabano. According to Reb Yehuda, it could be, I would have thought all along the veil is mutabano. The pasuk is teaching me the din, that matas chinim to anachri is not allowed. Okay. So that's the Gemara. The ending more continues on the left line. Ela meyata, maise shabbos litzuru, doti tiavti lochahu. Okay. Amavashal b'shabbos is only, we assume it's only a penalty med rabbana, it's not an isa deraisa. There in Bava Kama, that fine aleph, there is one opinion in the Gemara that amavashal b'shabbos is an isa deraisa, not the minanet amavach shabbos. But that's not at all the accepted opinion. We assume it's only a knas. And that's a machlek, his fans machlek, a mayor of Yudah, where the council got to basically already had it on Tudalad and Melon. Now, Sheikh Bishabish Chitosik Sheira, so the Gemara with the Taisis there discussed how far does the Knas go. You say, council got to Mazid or not, and how does it fit in with other cases where there are penalties, but they're wondering where the council got to Mazid. So the Gemara says that Shabbos is. The pasuk tells me, if not, the afterlocha. Fine. Then the Gemara says, what about Chersh, Bishavach, Hamachos, and Parvadosh, Balitzuru? What should be Litzuru? The Rashi learns Litzuru, the pet, whatever grows because of the Chersh, Bishavach, Hamachos, and Parvadosh, whatever you would do should be also. Tosis learns Litzuru, the Shavach, Hamachos, and the Parah should be Litzuru, the Kosh, the afterlocha. And for the Gemara, it's a kavach. Mashab is a chamira, maiseha. Mashab is a chamira. Shabbos is so chamer has nisparis. Nonetheless, So it's a Kal v'chomer that is mutter. Then he worries, Klo Yisraim Litzro Dati Apti L'chahu. So here Tosfos Reish, Chodesh B'Shabbat Chomer B'Chos, Parv Dash B'Litzro, we answer this Kal v'chomer from Shabbos. Klo Yisraim also, Klo Yisraim is not at all as chomer as Shabbos. Simple reading of the Gemara, Klo Yisraim is an Issa Deraisa, like we said, it's a Machlek, it's Rashi and Tosfos. Simple reading of Gemara is like Tosfos, that Klo Yisraim is an Issa Deraisa. But why didn't they say the Kal v'chomer? Tosfos says, because, no, that posted Maaseh HaKadosh only applies to not talking about the Teva Gufa. That's a person, it's Mechal Shabbos, he cooks food. You're going to say the food is a Chepsa HaMetuav. No, if the food has somehow gotten cooked by itself, let's say he puts on a fire on Erev Shabbos, and he puts the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and it gets cooked into Shabbos. As long as it's an Issa Pu'ula, it's not an Issa Chalois. So the Pasuk, He Kodesh V'Maaseh HaKadosh, teaches me whenever the Chepsa, teaches me exactly what Tosfos said. What Tosfos and the Cheskalanda quotes the Tosfos and Pcheres, Daf Lamed Dalet. Whenever the Chepsa is not Metuah, then it doesn't belong in the category of L'Selcha Kol Teyeva. So that's kind of a chaimer to Chorish B'Shar V'Amor Yishan B'Par. There also, it's not the Chepsa HaMetuah. So whenever the Chepsa is not the Chepsa, it's only an Issa Pu'ula, then you say a Kal v'chomer from Shabbos. But by Klal Yisraim, Tosfos said that it's Nikar. What do you mean it's Nikar? It means that the Chepsa Torah says, don't bring about the matzav of Klal Yisraim. Rabban Shalom doesn't want it. So you can't say Kal v'chomer from Shabbos. Chepsa is not Metuah. Kaloi's arm should really be the Chepsa, should be Metuav. So the Gemara has to give a different answer. So the Gemara answered, "Benigali Rachmana Gabi Kloi Akem Pentuk Desh Pentuk Areish." If you that it's also Banoah, but the Torah is not going to tell me a mitzvah to burn something if it's Mutta Banoah. So it'll be about Tashchis. That's the Pashat Terai. The Chomis BePesach is also Banoah. The Torah says. No, you put it. You
start video. I don't know what's with the video. Okay, they want you to talk on the phone.
We can hear you.
Yeah, this is good.
It's working now.
Yes, this is perfect.
Can't block this.
Can't block what?
This circle here. Go ahead. Do you see him too?
No, but we can hear, so it's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
So again, there's a Gemara Menachas on Daf Hey that the Rishonim quote over here. The Gemara says Menachas based on the Pasuk Gin Yecheskel that any korbanos that you bring on the mizbeach have to be Mashki Yisrael. It has to be Muta Bachila. If you have something that Asa Bachila, you can't use it for Menachas and the Sochem. And if an animal is also bachil, he can't be makrivit as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. So from the fact that you need a pasuk to say that an animal which is kilayim is pasul legabi mizbeach, that itself is archacha, that is muta lehedyot, because if it would have been also bachil, it would have been pasul mizbeach because of the din of mashki Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says. Mid also, the Gemara asks, "Kloy b'ein gufay min ol, how do you know if an animal is born from a breed of two different minim, it's a violation of the harboa. You're not allowed to breed two different minim. How do you know that the vlad that's born is the bachila? And for the Gemara, mados rachmana klaim lagavoya, since he posik to say lahotzias haklaim, the inference is lahedyot shari. If it would have been also bachila lahedyot, so of course it would be pasal gat mizbech. It would be no good because we might Israel. Fine. Then the Gemara raised the question, Osvez Beno Litzar, Hishecht Osvez Beno, on the same day, let it be Osir Bachila, because of Kol Shuti Apti Elocho. So again, the question is, why didn't the Gemara say Kal v'chomer from Shabbos? We just said before, Shabbos is so chomer, and still the Pasuk says, He Kodesh V'Maseh HaKodesh, Kal v'chomer Osvez Beno. So the answer is again, Mistam, you have to say that by Osvez Beno, it's an Issa Chalos, it's not an Issa Pula. It's an isa chalos. It's not a din. You're not allowed to shech the second one. You're not allowed to cause that a nos vezma will be nishchotim liyayim echad. There's a line in the Rambam when he quotes the in Hilchas Shita, when he quotes the din of avos ve'ezbeno. So the Rambam writes, "Muta lishcha desama uberes ube yerachimoy." It's permissible to shech the behemah muberes. So what's Habamina? What Gemara is he quoting here? So the history books explain that by the Karaites, they used to say the Rambam was fighting the Karaim in Egypt. And every so often there's a line in the Rambam that polemic against the Karaim. So this line is also, because the Karaim interpreted, you're not allowed to shech the behemah muberes. Because if you shech the muberes, you're shechting the mother and the uber on the same day. So the Rambam says it. That's not true. The explanation that he gives, that's questionable. Uber yerachim. That's a machlokes hatanaim and a shaila. Machlokes deri and the rabbi Natan had a paskin whether he paskin uber yes yerachim or lav yerachim. They mean the heter to shech behemah muberes is only if you hold uber yerachim. If you hold uber lav yerachim, then it's an isa. Then the karaim are right. No. That's the Rambam's way. He doesn't mean halachically uber yerachim. He's disagreeing with the karaim. That's not the pshat and the pasuk. So, but according to the simple pshat and the Rambam, that's a if you say there's just a polemic against the karaim, that you can't bring any raya. But I think there are some ech. Didn't take it like that. Smith took it that the Rambam is saying is staying halacha, that it's halachic shaila. So the question was, why should it be a shaila of licha behemah muberes? The whole din of osirizmana is if I shechted the mother, then you're not allowed to shecht the second one, not allowed to shecht the vlad. You're only doing one shechita. So you see from the havamina of the Rambam, if there really was a havamina, if it's a polemic against the Karaites, he can't bring any raya. But if it's a real Havamina that the Rambam is raising an issue over here, so you see that it would have been also to shech the muberes because the Baal says, I mean that it's the Issa is an Issa chalos, not an Issa pul. It's an Issa not to bring about that an Osu is manol will be nishchot to miyay mechot, even if you'll accomplish it by one shechita. Not that I shechted the mother and afterwards I'm going to shech the Vlad. If I do one shechita and that brings about that osvez bano nishchato, it's an isa chalois. So that's why the Gemara can't say kal v'chaimer from Shabbos. Kal v'chaimer, the pasuk he kodesh em maser kodesh tells me that's where Rabbi Tzipa Frank writes in his Tshuvas. That pasuk tells me this word what Tosfos said that the pasuk of lasecha kol ta'eva only applies when the cheftz is metuav and on Shabbos it's the pu'ula is metuavis. But the Chepetz is not Metuav. So that Kal V'chaimer from Shabbos to the others will only apply to Yisurim that only Yisuri Pe'ula, like Shabbos. But the Gemara thought over here, also Yisrael should be an Issa Chalais. So the Gemara had to give a different answer. What is the Gemara answer? Midasa Rachmanim B'chus HaZman L'Agavoy. We learn that from the Pesukim. The Vishech Mishnayis and Perkos V'ezbeno. If you shecht also v'yezbeno b'yomechod, if the second one that you shecht is a korban, it's pasul. So why do you need a pasuk to say that the korban is pasul? If it's an isur of poshet yavtelcha, it's also lehedya. If it would be also lehedya, it would be miyashke yisom min amuta leYisrael. Of course, it would be pasul legabim mizbech. So from the fact that the Torah needs to tell me that it's pasul legabim mizbech. Also means that it passed the head yeshari. Otherwise, it would have been possible anyway because of imashke som and amuta liyisrael. It's interesting. The Gemara states that there's no din of kol shetiyapte lecha. It's an exception to the rule. It really should have been kol shetiyapte lecha because it's a chepta hametuav. But I learn out from the pasuk, arrive from the pasuk that it's mutter. So nonetheless, in Yeridaya, they quote the Bahag. The Bahag says that there's a penalty mid the Rabbanim. The Gemara just explains why it's not awesome Torah, why it's not included. Kol shati abdelecha. Okay, midos rachman alhedya milagavay chalal alhedya shari. But mid the Rabbanim, there is a penalty. So you're not allowed to eat it, but also hayom. So then there are two opinions in Achreinim, the Prima Gordon quotes this discussion and the Siman of Ados Rezbeno, according to the Bahag's penalty, that you're not allowed to eat it, but also hayom, is that only you're not allowed to eat the one that was shechted secondly, or you're not even allowed to eat the one that was shechted first. One that was shechted first was Nishchad Behet HaGomer. Why should there be a penalty on that? The answer is no. The first one that you shechted was Zichah Het HaGomer. But once you shecht the second one, it comes out that you cause both to be Nishchad B'yamechad, it's in Yisraelis, it comes out they're both. They're both involved in the Yisra. The one who shechted the first one didn't do anything wrong, B'shaito. The one who shecht the second one causes that both were Nishchad B'yamechad. So there's a day in Achrayim that the penalty of Bahag, he understood there's a knas mit the Rabbanon here, would even apply to the one that was Nishchad first, because he holds that that's in Yisra Chalais. Then the Gemara raises the question, should be the same thing. Shiloh HaKan Litzer says, L'sikachem al Abonim, and if you did, I should say that it should be also Kol Sheti Aftilcho. Why didn't the Gemara say Kal V'chomer from Shabbos? So again, you have to say it like this. It's Nikr. How is it Nikr? I think Nikr means the Cheftza is Metuav. But this is said the Nikr, the last two lines in the big Tosis is the Ramas Choresh. I think they mean the same as what they wrote the last line in Kol Sheti Aftilecha, whether the Cheftza is Metuav or not. So I think that's what it means over here. That just like Os Vez Mano, the Cheftza is Metuav, because Los Yishchatu V'yamechon is in Yisrach Alois, so the Sidraim Alabonim is also in Yisrach Alois. You shouldn't bring about such a matzav of having Eim Alabonim. So you can't make a Kal V'chomer from Shabbos. Shabbos, the Cheftza is not Metuav. But over here, the Cheftza is Metuav, because it's in Yisrach Alois. So to this, the Gemara says, no, you have to have a Pasuk. So and for the Gemara, have a Gzeres HaKosu, that Shiloh HaKan, if you violated it, it's Mutar. How do you see? Lama Shalach Litakola. What do you mean, Shalach Litakola? So Rashi explains what it means. That the Gemara in Perek Shiloh HaKan, the end of the Masechta, the last Perek, I think. The Perek Shiloh HaKan, yeah, last Perek. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, L'sikachem al Abonim, and even if you did take Eim al Abonim, Shalech to Shalach Hasayim, the Sabanim. You read it in order. L'sikachem al Abonim. And even if you did, Shalech to Shalach Hasayim, that it's a Labba Nitek Ba'esay. You only get Malkus if you violate a Lab that's similar to L'sachs Mashur B'disha. Dumi the Lab de Chasima. So the Rambam quotes the Maskonis HaGemara that one of the areas where it has to be a Lab Sheish Bom Ma'isa and so on. So one of the kolalim is has to be a lab shelo nitek lesei, just like the sachsim shabedisha is not nitek lesei. So too, one only gets malchus if he violates a lav shelo nitek lesei. A lav nitek lesei, if he mekayem the esei, he may not take the lav. So the Gemara says, how do you see that that l'sikachem al abayim is lav nitek lesei? Because that's how the pesukim read l'sikach. If he did shalech to shalach. If even if you violated the law, then it tells you what the essay is to do. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? I violated the sikachem al abonim. If I violated it and it's in the law, so it should really be awesome and authority to eat the aim al abonim. They should both be a chepta hametuav. So if it's the chepta hametuav, it's going to be also bachila. So how can you say shalech to shalchasim? I'm going to send it away. And then someone's going to catch this bird, and then they're going to shecht it and eat it. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because that's what some Achrayim say, because aim about the Nisa l'chatchila. You're going to send away the bird, and no one's going to know which bird is the, and that bird is also the aim, is going to be also because of Hoshati Aftilacha. So that's then sending it away. Sending it away would be a violation of aim about the Nisa l'chatchila. Otherwise, what's the takola? If people will eat it, it'll be bottled by rife. You don't know. There are millions of birds in the world. So why should there be a problem of anybody eating a bird? The answer is because Eim Evat Anis L'Chatchila, that's the Takola. So that's a question. Eim Evat Anis L'Chatchila is a big machlekes harishayim, whether it's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. Most of the, we paskin and yoredeh, like the rov of the rishayim, that Eim Evat Anis L'Chatchila is only a din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa. The ravid shita is that Eim Evat Anis L'Chatchila is a din d'oraisa, and we don't paskin like that. Where was that Gemara? Where was the Gemara about Zeraya B'Shela? We spent time on it last week or 2 weeks ago when we started to learn the topic. I already forgot where it is.
Tzadik Tes.
Oh, my days. Let's see again. Oh. You take a look on Tzadik Ches. Tzadik Ches on the base. The Gemara has a middle of Daf Hatanya. There's a brisa. When you cook the Zeraya B'Shela together with the Shalmei Nozi, Zeu Het Ha'bo Mechlalis, Zeu Lemutei Mai, what do you mean? That here we allow, I think the writer learns Pshad, that usually there's an isa eim avat an isa lechatchila, and here you're allowed to and you're mechuyav to do it lechatchila. You cook the Zeraya B'Shela together with the rest of the eil nazir, of the shalmei nazir. And here it's permissible to do mevat an isa lechatchila. So the Rabbi derives from this Gemara, and that's tzadik ches, omed beis, that eim avat an isa lechatchila is a din d'oraisa. So we don't hold like that. The Shach writes in Yadeh, we don't pass him like that. We assume him about the Nisan Hatchila is only the Rabbanah. But nonetheless, the Ra'or, in the Berak HaBayis, the Rajbok quotes all of this in the Torah HaBayis. So nonetheless, the Ra'or in the Berak HaBayis writes, he thinks that there's a difference between Lach B'Lach and Yovish B'Yovish. Let's say, I'll go to the store, buy two kosher salamis, then I'll buy a non-kosher salami, exactly the same size, and it tastes exactly the same. I'll take off all the labels and I'll mix them all together and I will be able to identify which was the trefa one, which is the kosher one. So is that muta l'chatchila? So the Ra'or gives you the whole mashal and he said, that's ridiculous. How can that be muta l'chatchila? Mamish a tarubis of yavish b'yavish. So he says, he thinks there's a difference. The Ra'or has it, and I think some achronim who didn't have the Ra'or, the Pischa Tshuva quotes, I think Rav Nosson Adler, if I'm not mistaken, said on his own, the Chassam Sefer was the Talmud of Rav Nosson Adler. There should be Yavish B'Yavish, should be Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila, should be Anis D'Oraisa. So that's what some say on this Gemara. Lo Amatar Shalach L'Takol. He's talking about if the Sikach Eim Alabonim, he's talking about a whole bird. So if the din would have been that it's an Isa Chalois, Lo Sikach Eim Alabonim, and Lo Sikach Kol Te'eva is D'Oraisa, and because it's an Issa Chalois and Shabbos is an Issa Pula, so you can't apply the Kalvachimer. So Sikachem Alabon, the aim would be Aser. So then it says, and if you did violate the law, Shalech to Shalach Achakach, make it into a law, Anita Glesi, to take off the Malkus, So then the Gemara says, but if the bird will be treif because of and how can the Torah say send it out? Someone's going to shech the bird, they won't realize. Someone's going to take this aim and they're going to shech it and eat it. So they'll be in violation of these. I have a right to go basaroy. So what's the shalach l'takola? Whoever will eat it won't be in violation of anything. Have a right to go basaroy. Rogue birds in the world, amuta bachil. But the one who's sending an out will be in violation of Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila. But Eim Avat Anis only by the Rabbanus, and the answer is not. But here it's Yavish B'Yavish. That's what some Achranim say. Here it's Yavish B'Yavish. The Rajbo wrote the Mishmeres Abayis, which is a defense of what he wrote in the Torah Abayis from the Tainus of the Ra'wah. So the Mishmeres Abayis writes that even though the Ra'wah gave a whole mashal, the guy went to the store and he bought two kosher salamis and one trefus salami, and he takes off the labels and he mixes them up. A beautiful mashal he gives. But he says, Anachanam, that's also only by the Rabban. He doesn't agree. He thinks that even Yavish be Yavish, but there's room to argue, like the Ra'or and like Rav Nos Nadler, that aim about them by lach the lach, where it's going to be a blila. So then you say aim about them is only the Rabban. But by Yavish be Yavish, that makes sense that should be an Issa deraisa. There is a loshen Gemara in Pchoris, I think it's on Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara has a discussion. When you have an Issa Shenis Arev Beheter, and it's bottle Beshishim, whatever, bottle Berayv, if it's Mimimina, bottle Beshishim, if it's Mimishen Aminai. So when you have an Issa that's bottle, do you say Isuri command the Lase Domi, or you say Isuri command the Issa Domi? It's a strange Aloshan Agamar. What's an Afkamina? So Gemara has an Afkamina, what do you say, Chayzabinir Anat? So in. When you look in the Rambam and that sugya, there's a stira. In the Rambam, the Gemara has things that depend on each other, and the Rambam has a stira. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Hasagas HaRamach, who asks this kasha. The Rambam isn't the way, it doesn't correspond to what it says in the Gemara. So I think the Ramach answers to defend the Rambam. Once you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara, the Rambam understood in the Gemara, once you get to the Maskana, we distinguish between Yavish, Biyavish, and Lach Balach. The Gemara first puts the both together. But once you get to the Maskana, the Rambam distinguishes that by Lach Balach, the Iser is Batlan and the Taruvis is Kemandalesi Dami. But by Yavish, Biyavish, it's Kemandalesi Dami. These are the shyness of the Gemara. By Yavish, Biyavish, it's Kemandalesi Dami. So therefore, by Yavish B'Yavish, you would say Chayz V'Nir, because it can be say Dami, and by Lach B'Lach, you would say it's not Chayz V'Nir. So that's the way they farem for the Ram. So it could well be this chilek that the Ra'os said, and that Rav Nos Nadler said, Eim about the Nisa Lachat Chila by Lach B'Lach is only Nisa the Rabbanan, because the nature of the Bittul is that it's Kamanda Leisei Dami. So Kamanda Leisei Dami is Mutamanat Torah. But if you're going to have a tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish, that's command Isidam, and it's still mutter. So command Isidam, it's still mutter. So then you say, Emavat and Isil Chatchila would be an Isid Eraisa. There is a discussion. Is it mutter for a person to put himself into a situation of Sakonis Nefashis that he should be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? So the Balamor in Masechus Shabbos, I think I'll have a few tests. The Gemara says, "Hey, Mafligim is fina gimel yamim samach l'Shabbos." Not allowed to go on a long boat ride unless you go on a canoe, you know, a little bit. If you're going on a big boat and it's going to be on the seas for a long time, so you're not allowed to go 3 days before Shabbos. Machlokes means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And others, the Vilna Gaon holds not like those. So it's only Thursday and Friday and Shabbos. It means 2 days before. It doesn't mean 3 days before. Right? So you're not allowed to go. Why not? So the different pshatim. So some pshatim say you're not allowed to go because you're going to be seasick on Shabbos, going to be throwing up, and you will be mevatel oinik Shabbos. You won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. Others say that you're going to go on a boat and you'll be in violation of tumen because the boat is going to go chutz l'tum. So we really don't accept that because we assume ain't chum l'mayla me'asar. When mekel, there's no din of chum. And unless the boat is mamish goshes, the boat, the bottom of the boat is going to be within 10 tefachim to the bottom of the ocean, the bottom of the river. No, the bottom of the yachts are always much higher than that. So we don't really accept that pshat. And then the first chashash that you'll be seasick and you'll ruin Einik Shabbos also doesn't apply by us because they give you Dramamine or whatever and you won't get sick. And then the third pshat also doesn't apply. So the third pshat is the Balamor, has this famous pshat. He says that when you go on a boat, Bismarck Gemara was always a big sakana. Something may come up and they may need all of the passengers on the boat to pull them out of the sakana. So you may have to be called upon to be Mechalal Shabbos to save your life, to save the lives of all the passengers. And it's you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you may have to be Mechal Shabbos because of a suffix sakana. So that's a question, that prohibition, according to the way that Balamor learns, also Lordam Lahachnas Satsum Lamatam shall pikoch nefashis, not allowed to put yourself into such a situation. Is that an Issa deraisa, an Issa derabban? So Ramosha has a tshuva when he says it can't be an Issa deraisa because the Balamor learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says there on Daf Yutet, so Daf Yut Zayin, I'm an Aleph, I forgot it. I think it's Yutet. The Gemara says that by Mokka Mitzvah, it's Mutter. If you're going for to move to Eretz Israel, you're going to raise money for tzedakah or something, so by Mokka Mitzvah, it is Mutter to go. So if the Yisr, also Lahachna Sazatron Matzam Shaltchias Yisurim, if it would be an Yisr deraisa, so how can you be Mekel by Mokka Mitzvah? So it must be that the whole thing to begin with is only an Issa, the Rabban, so the Makka Mitzvah goes, that's what Moshe said. And others say, no, how do you see, you can't prove from that. Maybe Leo limits an Issa, the Raisa. Why? Because Pikoch Nefesh, Decha Shabbos, the Maisa, you are being Mechal Shabbos. So that's like Eimabat an Issa Lechatchila by Yobish B'Yobish. It command the Issa Dom. Eimabat an Issa Lechatchila by Lach Balach, which is command the Issa Dom, because it's Belila and it gets bled in, it's Kamanda Lese Dami. So then Kamanda Lese Dami. So you're not eating any trefus at all, Menatoira. So that's only Emabatan is only the Rabbanan. If it's Gabish Biabish Kamanda Ise Dami, then Emabatan is the Raisa. So this is similar to that. To put yourself in a situation where you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Bikoch Nefesh, it's not right Chilul Shabbos. So that could be that would be an Issa deraisa. But Makam Mitzvah is Mutter, a different reason. Not but Makam Mitzvah, the Gozer Berabbanan. Not but Makam Mitzvah, you, it's not that you chose Eim Lachlin. I'm going to do a mitzvah, like the Ramban has a lotion over there. Eim Le Mitzvah, Le Mekayim Le Vishayta. I'm going to do my mitzvah. And then it turns out that I fell in. That I get stuck with the Sakonis Nefashis situation. But I'm just doing the mitzvah. So to do the mitzvah, that's permissible. So it could be that it would be an Issa deraisa, just like Eim Avat an Issa lechatchila by Yavish biYavish. There's a group of poskim hold that it's an Issa deraisa. So too, Machnesatz on the matzav shel tchias yisurim, the matzav shel sakonas nefashish, could be according to the Balamot that there'll be an Issa deraisa. So again, so the Gemara finally says, from the fact that the Chumash says shalech to shalach, and if it says lasikach heim alabonim lasikach, and if you did shalech to shalach, how can it help shalech to shalach? But the mother's going to be also because of lasikach kol teiva. You can't make a kamachemer from Shabbos because Shabbos only an isa pula. Here it's an isa chalois by lasikach heim alabonim, not to bring about such a matzav. So this should taka be us. And Moshe says, no, it can't be. So that was Ravashi's Yalfusa. Ravashi was the first one who was quoted to establish how do you know that Basa B'chalab is Asa Mechil. Then comes Amar Ish Lakish. Ravashi lived in Bavla. Ish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Ish Lakish. Minayin Basa B'chalab Sh'asa Tamilah Metach Menendo Basa Mevushal. This goes on Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat. You have to have kiyim tzliyesh. Nor means that it's a half raw. And basham mevushal, if you cook it with reitev, if you cook it with liquid, you have to broil the korban pesach, kiyim tzliyesh. Why does it say basham mevushal? It should say once. Why do you need a double oven basham mevushal? Why does it have a double oven? Matam lam mevushal, yesh lach bishal lachem shu kazeh. It's basa b'chalav. The word mevushal adds on that if you have basa b'chalav, it's asa b'achila. That's all only asa b'achila. Al techlem menu. No, that's talking about korban pesach. If you have a korban pesach, which is possible because it's not a basa mevushal, so not only will it be asa b'achila al techlu, it'll be asa b'ano as well because it's a korban. That's what Rashi explains on Amid Beis. Whenever you have a korban that's possible, is it's possible because of the Issa Hegdash. So Rish Lakish came up with this new drasha. He came up with his own drasha. Amale Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish. He says, I learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. What's wrong with the drasha that Rabbi Yudah Nasi said, Kuhur Ezu Shoshana Rebbe. It's ugly. Why don't you like the drasha, the Alfusa, the Rabbi Yudah Nasi came up with? A totally different pasuk in Dvarim. We're saying Dvarim, chapter Yudalit. It says, what is the pasuk? Vasach Lenu. Rashi explains on the third line. The parsha is Re'eh. If you pay the, if a carbon gets a mum kavua, then you're able to be paid. So it says you're allowed to shecht it chutz lamigdosh, and a tame is permitted to eat it also. Usually a tame is not allowed to eat korbanos, but here, since you were paid, so the tame is allowed to eat, but then you shouldn't think that everything is mutter. It says, rak adam lo sechel lo las tishuchenu kamay. Then it says again, lo yisachlenu. So why does it say a second time lo sachlan al man yitav loch? It says already rak adam lo sachlan. I would have thought that since the Torah allows me to do shchut echutz, Torah allows me to shech the chutz lamid, Torah allows a tummy to eat it, so I would have thought that everything is mutter, that it's even mutter to eat the dam. So it says, no, rak adam lo sachlan, not allowed to. But why does it say a second time lo sachlan? So what does that go on? So Rebbe said, lo sachlan, the second time goes on basa b'chala b'kasa medabe. Why? From a whole list of all these Syriac, everything in the Torah, why should you say that the extra pasuk, lo sachlanu? Who says it goes on pasuk b'chal? Maybe it goes on something else. Gemara says, what's davalam? The parsha is talking there about psulei hamigdashim. So that's shnei minim. So the extra pasuk lo sachlanu goes on basa b'cholov shnei minim that are mixed in together, just like the parsha is talking about two minim that are mixed in together here also. What are the two minim mixed in together? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says kodesh and chol. Rashi holds that if you breed together a behemas korban with a behemas chulin, you're in violation of kilai harboaz behemas. Or let's say you have one field next to the other. One field is hegdish, and the potatoes that are growing are kodesh. And next field is potatoes, and the potatoes that are growing are chol. So you have to have archoke. It's an isur of kiloy's rhyme. Even though it's potatoes and potatoes, it's the exact same thing. No, but one is kodesh and one is chol, that's called shnei. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos and Makkos and Adab, Dav Chav Beis disagrees. You see the Tosfos quotes Makkos, Dav Chav Beis, the Tav Tosfos. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yosha Psul HaMekdoshim Loike. The Gemara has a Loshin, Hamanik B'Shar Psul HaMekdoshim. You have a Shar Psul HaMekdoshim, means a Korban Shehumam B'Nivte, and you tie it to a wagon, and you have the Shar Psul HaMekdoshim pull a wagon, Loike. He didn't have two different behemoths. He didn't have two different behemoths. He had one behemoth. So the Gemara says, "Gufechonu." It's only one. I saw a cost of shnei gufim. What are the shnei gufim? So Rashi learns it's kodesh and chol mixed in together, and kodesh and chol is an iser if the two farms are next to each other, even though they're both potatoes. It's kloiz roim. If they're both the exact same behemoth, it's one behemoth. It's one behemoth that's both kodesh and chol. So that one behemoth is gufechon, but kasev I saw shnei gufim. Those who disagrees with the Rashi, they said they never heard of such a thing. Kodesh and Chol is called Shnei Minim. It's not true. But here the pasuk says, "Hatame v'ata yachter v'chlena katzvi v'cho ayol." So it's one animal, the sharp tzvi v'kadoshim, but the pasuk compares it to tzvi v'ayol. The one animal is compared to two. So when you tie this sharp tzvi v'kadoshim, a korban shehumam, got a mum kavua v'nivde, and then you have this one animal pull a wagon. That's as if you had a shor b'chamar pulling the wagon, because this one animal is compared to a tzvi b'ayol. Guf echad v'akos v'asor shnei guf. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So nachamol. So that's what Rebbe's drasha is. You have the extra pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It says by shor p'sulim gadashim shehumim uvenivdu los rak adam los achelu. You shouldn't think that everything is mutter just because you're allowed to shecht it b'chutz. And just because Ami can eat it, shouldn't think that the dam is also mutter. No, rak adam lo sachel. Then it says again, lo sachlenu. when and eat again. So we have sometimes lavra l'bishnei lavim, but the Gemara says some kolecha dika l'medrash dashinon v'lo meklina b'lavi yaseri. To say that's lavra l'bishnei lavim is the last resort. If you have no better pshat, then you say lavra l'bishnei lavim. But here Rebbe has a better pshat. He says the extra pasuk l'sachlena is an allusion to basa b'cholav. We have in the middle of nowhere was basa b'cholav because davar halam ein yonet. The parsha was talking about shnei minim, so it goes. This extra plus it goes on the shnei minim. Then the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yechonon asks, okay, why do you have to come up with a new drasha, basha mevushal? That pasuk is teaching me the extra word mevushal is teaching me that basa b'chalav sheh bishlei is also b'achila. Kurzu Shoshana Rebbe, what's wrong with the drasha that Rebbe said? So he says, no, he's not happy with that drasha. Why? Imiyahi, Rish Lakish is saying, he's answering Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon asks, what's wrong with the drasha of Rabbi Yudan? I says, no, that pasuk, Havamin Hanami Lebachil, Abba Bahano Aloy, that pasuk only says, Lo Sechlan, how do you know it's also Bahano? So that's why it's better to say from the pasuk by Korban Pesach, Basha Mavushto, because the Korban Pesach is Hegdish. So once you say that the Korban is Pasul, then it's also asabano. So the extra word mavushal goes on basa b'chalav shen is bashal yachad, and just like the rest of the pasuk, no mavushal is also b'achil u'bano. So basa b'chalav would also be also b'achil u'bano. That's what he answered. Frag mavi Rebbe takas agud t'dayne. How does Rebbe know that it's also b'ano b'hano minole? You only see from the pasuk lo tachlenu that it's also b'achil. How do you know that basa b'chalav is also b'ano? And the Gemara. He has a new yafusa. What? Agzera Shaba, I guess. Then Makan kam kana shatal sham akechla sevashal diba chalevi mai, and it's written in connection with Am Kodesh. And Abba Halam liya Kodesh b'vnei Yisrael. Mal halamano afkamano. There it's going on Tashmish liya Kodesh b'vnei Yisrael znus. Just like that has Hanoa, so too Am Kodesh shatal Hashem alakecha also means b'hano, also b'hano. Shai. So far we have three drushes. Yeah, Bravashi started in the middle, a little above the middle of Kuf Yud Dalet on the base. Bravashi was the long one. Then you have Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the last five lines on the bottom of Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. Then you have Rebbe's drusha, and we touched it up a little bit, that not only is it Asa Bachilo Asmano, then you have Mot Anoim. The Bei Reb Lezer Tana, the next Tana, and Reb Lezer's yeshiva, they had the following price. Not allowed to eat nevela. And then it says, and then it says, so it all goes together. So the Mashmah says like this, you shouldn't eat nevela, what should you do? Sell it to a goy. However, don't cook in basa b'chalav. If you're going to cook in basa b'chalav, then it'll be asbano nevelas mutabano, so you can sell it. But be careful not to cook amatar kishetim kerena lo tevatlanu v'tim kerena. If you're going to cook it b'chalav, then it'll be asbano. Then you won't be able to machal anochri. So he learns from the pasuk the way the psukim, the hemshach of the psukim. That the b'chalav is macholas asuris and tzibin asabano. Neveh is mutamana, but basa b'chalav it'll be asabachila ubano. Bere b'shmotana, that's the famous one. That's three times on Savasha Dudi. Echelis achil, echelis anav, echelis abishu. Okay. Remember many years ago, Balabas asked me a question that the Targum Unkelis on all three psukim says, don't eat basa b'chalav. So how can it be all three? He should have written somewhere a pshuta shal mikra lo sevashal. You're not allowed to cook. What did he write on all three? The drasha of the Torah Shabbat. I don't know. It's a good kasha. So that was the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi quoted that on Chumash, the three psukim: echadis abisul, echadis achila, echadis anu. And then Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda is going to be a long discussion till the first 15-20 lines on Kuftes Zayin Amid Aleph. So what's Isi ben Yehuda? I'm a new makam. This is the last Russian. Then there's going to be a Tana who disagrees. Reb Shimon, that we saw already. After 15 lines, the first 15 lines of the Kufta Zayin, the Gemara quotes Tanya, Bryce, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda quotes, and then Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon b'Yichai, Basa b'chala, b'zasa b'chila, muta b'anua. The Mishnah is the like Reb Shimon, okay? But these are all different rushes. First was Rav Ashi, then Reish Lakish, then Rebbe, then the Bey Reb Lezer, then Tanad Bey Reb Ishma, then Isi ben Yehuda. All of these six different drushes. So what is Isi ben Yehuda? Is drusha? No, come on. Minayin abas chal shehu she'osa. Minayin abas chal shehu she'osa. Nemer kan kam kar shato. Lesuva shek di bachamim. Nemer ha mat kodesh tin basa basa da trefe lo sechel. Malah halan asa af kan asa. There, anchi kodesh goes on asa bachila af kan asa. Eni ele bachila. Bano minayin hadi no tzatasa bano. Because it came enough and trefe, trefe is mut manu. Amit kabachayim. Ma no one did anything wrong planting a tree. If anything grows the first 3 years, it'll be orlo. Nonetheless, it's a kol chaim should be asabano. Freg the Gemara. Here the Gemara is going to go into a lot of midrash Torah and rashis to him. Today it's out of style. We don't know too much about these midrash and drashes. Years ago, the Achrayim used to. There's a whole sefer on kiddush and atzmas yosef. But one of the early Sfardish Achrayim on the whole maseches kiddush. Every page he's talking about the midrash and drashes. It's out of style now. I don't know why they reprinted the sefer in a modern printing. It's so out of style. People don't spend time at all on these ideas. But here's going to be a whole 30 lines in the Gemara about Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas. So when you have a Kal V'Chaymer, if the din is here, A is Muhammad and B. A is Muhammad and B. So if B has any Chumrah, Kal V'Chaymer, A has to have the Chumrah. A is Muhammad and B, and A has a Kula. So Kal V'Chaymer, that B should have that Kula. That's a Kal V'Chaymer. So you can reject the Kal V'Chaymer in one of two ways. You can say there's a Pircha. Who says that it's true that A is Muhammad and B? How did you establish that A is Muhammad and B based on one little detail halacha? Maybe there's a detail halacha that indicates faket, that B is Muhammad and A. So that's called a pircha. Me'ikre the din of pircha. The whole basis of the Kal V'Chaymer that A is Muhammad and B, me'ikre the din of pircha dina. Ein anshim and adin. The word din means the Kal V'Chaymer. So me'ikre the din of pircha, the whole foundation, the whole basis. The whole basis of the Kal V'Chaymer, A is Muhammad and B, you say a pircha, I'm not so convinced that that's true. Sometimes you don't have a pircha, but you have a yochiach. That's a good Kal V'Chaymer. It should bring you to a maskana, like over here. We made a Kal V'Chaymer that orla is asa b'achila and it's asa b'ano. It's a Kal V'Chaymer that basa b'chalav. Once you know basa b'chalav is asa b'achila. First, Isi ben Yehuda establishes Kodesh, Kodesh, Anshe Kodesh, and there it says, what does it say? Kam Kodesh Hatal Hashem Makach Le'Sabashavli. Kodesh, Kodesh tells you that it Basa B'chala B'zasa B'achila. And then I say, well, it's a Kal V'Chaymer. We know that Orla Zasa B'achila and it's Zasa Manah. It's a Kal V'Chaymer, Basa B'chala, where it was an Avera, so for sure, it should be Asa Manah. So there's that. So if you go with that Kal V'Chaymer, that can lead you to a false maskana. There's a yochiach. The same Kal V'Chaymer, this Kal V'Chaymer I can't argue with, but this style Kal V'Chaymer can lead me to a false maskana. In another case, what case? Nahamon. No, Choresh Bishav HaMor, Choresh Bishav Dosh, but it's Muta Bachila. That's Muta Bachila. But where do you have something that's Osa Bachila and Evda Boya Avera and it's Muta Bahanoa? No, that you don't have, I don't think. Well, let's see. Anyway, the two ways to reject the Kal V'Chaymer. Either a Pircha means you're working on the premise A is Muhammad and B, I'm not so convinced. And yochich means the kalachemer is good, but the same style kalachemer should apply in another case, and that'll lead you to a maskana, which we know is not true. So the Gemara is going to talk about the two ways to reject the kalachemer. So let's see again. Isi ben Yehuda first starts off by saying, we know that basa mechala b'z hasa mechila anshi kodesh anshi kodesh. And any other b'achila b'ano minayin. So he says the kalachemer. Madach orla is also b'achila and sasa mano even though l'nev de ba'avera. So basa mechala b'nev de ba'avera kalachemer, that since it's asa mechila should be asa mano. So the Gemara says it's a good kalachemer, but there's a pircha on the kavachaimer. How can you say that basa b'chalav is more chamor than orla because they have the bayavera? But on the other hand, mali orla shekhen lo haisal shasakaisha. It was also from the very outset when I planted it. Whenever the peris that grow, they're also from the very beginning. Mashani came basa b'chalav. The basa used to be kosher. The cholov used to be kosher. It became treif when I cooked the two together. But up until the time that I cooked it, hoysalosh asa kosher. So that's a pircha nekavachim. So the Gemara says, you can't say that's not a valid pircha. The Gemara says, behaba a yochiach on the pircha. You have a yochiach, just like you can have a yochiach on a kavachimer. I established a kavachimer, and the kavachimer is correct. There's no way to argue with it. But this exact same style kalachemer can be applied to another case, and it'll come up with a maskana that I know is not true. So that's called the yochiach on the kalachemer. Here it's a yochiach on the pircha. You're asking a pircha, how do you know that basa b'chalav is clearly more chomer than orla because nevda b'yaveira, that's svara. So if orla is asa b'anok kalachemer, basa b'chalav should be asa b'anok because nevda b'yaveira. But maybe orla is machamer because lahoy salosh asakash. The Gemara says no. That's a pircha on the kavachem. So the Gemara says chametz. So the Gemara says malu alishken lahoy salosh asakash. That's a pircha on. That's a pircha on the kavachem. And maybe orla is machamer. Then basa b'chalav because lahoy salosh asa kosher. So the Gemara says no. Chametz bepesach yochiach. That's a yochiach on the pircha. You can't tell me that only things that are lahoy salosh asa kosher are basa b'ano. Basa b'chalav lahoy salosh asa kosher. Therefore, it's mutar b'ano. No. Chametz bepesach all year long. The chametz is mutar and comes pesach. That's also. So that's a yochiach on the pircha. Chametz pesach yochiach. Lahoy salosh asa kosher. It's a yochiach on the pircha, so therefore the pircha falls off. So the kavachaymer is good. The Gemara says, no, how can you bring anything from chametz b'pesach? Al chametz b'pesach ken onish karis. You can't prove anything from chametz. Maybe chametz is so chamur because it has karis, so it's much more chamur than bas b'chalav. But basa b'chalav, where there's no kares, so maybe it can't be asa b'anua. Maybe it can only be asa b'anua if you have an isa kares. The Gemara says, no, klai akerem yochichu. Klai akerem yochichu, what, that's a yochiach on the pircha. They made, again. Chametz b'pesach is asa b'anua, even chemtza shel nochri. No one's violating anything. Let's say it says Shulchan Aruch, if the Goyish at bakery just on Pesach, they just bake the fresh cakes and cookies and bread, and I enjoy walking. I walk by the bakery, especially in order to smell the pleasant reyach of the freshly baked chametz. So chametz is also b'ano. So it's on Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to. Even a chemtza shel akum. Chemtza shel nachrim is also asa b'ano. I don't violate by matzah if it doesn't belong to me, but I can still violate the isur hano. So the Gemara says we switched the kavachaymer. Instead of making a kavachaymer from orla is asa b'achil and it's asa b'ano, even though I have the b'aveira, it's a kavachaymer, basa b'chalav, she have the b'aveira, it's asa b'achil, it should certainly be asa b'ano. Gemara said, no, maybe Orla is, who says that Basu B'chalav is Machamor, because Nevda Baver, and maybe Orla is Machamish Kein, Lahoy Salosh Asakosh. Gemara says, we'll make the Kabachaymer from Chametz. What do you mean, make Kabachaymer from Chametz? No one violated any Avera. Chametz El Nachri. No one violated any Avera, and the Chametz is also Ba'ana. The Kabachaymer, that Basu B'chalav, Basu B'chalav, where there is an Iser, should certainly be Asa Bana. So Gemara says, no. How can you say that Basa B'chadu is more Chama than Chametz? The Chama says, Kores. So Gemara says, Kloi HaKerem Yechichu. In other words, in order for Yisuri Achila to be Asa Bana, you have to have Kores. Not true. Kloi HaKerem Yechichu. She'en Onish Kores V'Asa Bana. So that's the Alfusa V'si Ben Yehuda. Nachma. He made a Kavachaymer and he made a kalvachemah from Orla to Basa B'chalav. And then we made a pircha on the kalvachemah. Maybe Orla is machamah. Who says Basa B'chalav is machamah? He said, maybe Orla is machamah. So because it's lahoy salah shas akasha. So we said, we'll switch the chametz. So we said, maybe chametz machamah because it's chayv karis. So we switched to kaloi hakerem. So you see from kaloi hakerem that what? That whatever is asa b'chila is asa b'anah. Kavachaymer, Bas B'chalav, where someone violated an Avera, for sure, once you say it's Asa B'chalav, for sure it should be Asa B'hano. So the Gemara asks, Shain, that's the Gemara. That's the Afus Avisei Ben Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, why did you need the whole Gzer Shava? Why did Issa Ben Yehuda first starts off with the Gzer Shava, Anchi Kodesh, and Kiyam Kodesh Atal Hashem Lakecha, to make the Basa B'chalav is Asa B'achila. And then he makes the Kavachayma that it should be Asa B'hano. So the Gemara asks, why didn't he have to start with the Gzer Shava? Once you're going to have the Kavachayma, Lam, the Gzer Shava, I see Kulim Kavachayma Mi'orla. That what? Malu Ha'ala Shalai Nebda Ba'avera. Nonetheless, Asur by Machila by Mano, Boscom Shanab Babi, and Adin Shos by Machila by Mano. Mar says, nah, that's ridiculous. Every, you're going to say, you see that the Torah sometimes makes Asur, even though no sin was violated. So, Kalbachem, and whenever someone violated an Aver, it should be awesome. Mar says, no, Shimdik, the man, Chosh, Bishava, Hamar, Chosh, Papa Dushba, Echech, Shanab, the Maver, the Sharu. That's not a true Kalbachem. Why? That's a, you have a Yachiach on that. You can't make such a kavachaim because of the yachiyach by chorish b'shavach hamar lead you to an incorrect conclusion. So that's why you have to first start off with the gzera shava anshi kodesh to declare that basa b'chalav is asa b'achila, and then you make a kavachaim from all these suri achila. If orla is asa b'achila and therefore it's also asa b'ana, the kavachaim basa b'chalav. Kavachem Basa B'chalav should also be Asa B'hano because Nevda Ba'avera. Fine. Now there's no Yachich from Chosim Pavdash because Muta B'achila. Okay, that's not a Yachich. But then the Gemara asked the Kashem, when Issa Ben Yehuda first wanted to make the Kavachem from Orla, so we said, no, there's a Pircha. Maybe Orla is more Chomer than Basa B'chalav because the Gemara says, no, that's not true. That's not, that can't be the gorim of the Iser Hanor, Lahoy Salah Shas HaKosh, V'araya, from Chametz B'Pesach. Lahoy Salah Shas HaKosh, and it's also Manah. The Gemara says, but maybe Chametz B'Pesach is also Manah because it's Kores. So the Shuddha said, Orlo Tachiach. Orlo doesn't have Kores, V'chaz Radin. You can't say that Kores is crucial for having Macholas Asiris Asabanoa because an Orla is not Kores. Can't say Lahoy Salosh Asakoshev is crucial to have an Issa Hanoa because by Chometz, and Hoy Salosh Asakoshev. So you see that neither the Chumra of Kores nor the Chumra of Lahoy Salosh Asakoshev is what causes that it should be Asabanoa. Tzad Shav Shabahem, that all Macholas Asiris are Asabanoa. So why did they switch and say, Kloy Akerem Yechicha? They were working before. Isi ben Yehuda first started with Arla. Then he had to introduce Chametz. So why does he jump to a third one? To Kaloy Hakem. He should have gone back and made a Tzara Shoveh from Arla and Chametz B'Pesach. Why do we have to jump to Basabach? Why do we have to jump to Kaloy Hakem? That's the Gemara's next kasha. Dina means the Kavachimer and make a Tzad HaShavah Shabbam. You can't say that the Chumrat Koreis brings about the Yisrael Noah because Orla does not have Koreis. You can't say Lo Hoysa Lo Shasa Kosha Chumra brings about the Yisrael Noah because Chametz Hoysa Lo Shasa Kosha. Tzad HaShavah Shabbam, that all Macholos HaSura is anything that's also Bachil is also Asa Bahanoah. And neither Chumra is crucial. So mainly you should say that Basa B'chalav is Asamana. So why did they have to introduce Kolei HaKerem Yochichu? And for the Gemara, Amar Avashi, the reason why they had to bring in Kolei HaKerem, Shem Dika Lameima, Nevela Tochil Shasur Bachil Mater is Bahano. Nevela is Macholos Hasuris and is Muta Bahano. Can't say Atzad HaShavah Shebehem is that all Macholos Asuras are also Asabanoa, and the chorus is irrelevant, and the Lohoi Salosh Asakosh is irrelevant. You can't say that, because Nevela, it's a Yochiach against that. You can use the same Tzad HaShavah to come up with the Maskana that Nevela is Asabanoa. We know it's not true. So Rav Mordechai, okay, maybe we'll continue tomorrow with this. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good. Okay.